Well, Paddy, congratulations. Good performance and a good win.
Yeah, delighted with the one, Tom. I think over the Irish football, I think we probably were the better side, and we're just delighted to get over the line and in the end up.
Bit nervous early on.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of mistakes over carrying and bad passing now, which was wouldn't be usual for the team. But I suppose maybe we can put that down to nerves for the final.
Yeah, dictated though in the first half. I thought you went ahead every three or four times. They had to come back at you. And okay, they snuck ahead just before half time, but you went in five all at half time. You'd been happy enough, would you?
We were happy with going in level, because we did think we had a lot more to give in the second half. We didn't play our best football in the first half, but no.
And you had a couple of goal chances in the first half as well.
Yeah, I think we had the post earlier on. But no, we were happy enough at half time to go out and show probably how good a football we can play.
Yeah, and you did open up early in the second half, kind of those two quick points at the start kind of set the tone, didn't they?
Yeah, it was the first time in the game that there was 2 points between the teams, and it was that we managed to keep that. I think the lead never went under 2 points for the remainder of the second half.
Yeah, and you went out to four and they came back to two again, I think, so just nip and tuck, and then kind of you did take control. They had a great chance of a goal, and I think that was when their best chance went.
Yeah, I think it was a very close thing, just saved the post, but again I think we had the legs up front, and a few of the younger boys really came to the fore in the last 10 minutes.
And I suppose Ethan O'Donnell and Ross McDermott and Matthew McGinley were the players that stood out up front.
Yeah, I think with the modern game, pace is a big factor, and those three particularly have oceans of pace, and they did come very strong in the last 10-15 minutes.
Yeah, hard to believe watching the two teams that you were in Division 3 and they were in Division 1. Must be satisfying for you in that, from that extent too.
Well, it is. Again, it was, as we did play them last year a couple of times, so we knew we expected a very, very hard contest, but overall I think we just shaded it and we're happy enough with it.
Yeah. So one trophy in the cabinet anyway. I know you're going off now to watch your ladies playing, so hoping they begin a campaign this season, bring more silverware.
Exactly, as with the men, are delighted to be able to say that we won a championship together with the ladies, but we wish them well now against McCartan, and hope that they can go on in Ulster.